Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Put myself out there. Top 100 songs. My personal list. Number 79, Maggie May from Rod Stewart.
Okay, this one should have been higher.
How do you know?
I'm not smart. It should have been higher. I'll think of one this week while I'm here.
This one
should have been higher.
First time I ever heard that song, I believe it was 1970. Is that right? 71, Max. Max knows it. He's an encyclopedia. 1971. And I said to myself, that is a great song. And here it is, how many years
50
later?
50 years later, almost.
Almost.
Yeah.
And we're running it out there on my top 100 list.
It survived that long.
Amazing. 869-1240, the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. A couple of folks have waited. Here's Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. You know, you're talking about Lawrence Dumont. You know, I'm really glad to see that the NBC tournament is going to be around next year at X Stadium because, to me, you know, it's such a beautiful stadium there, and it only gets used, what, maybe 5 months out of the year? So I'm really glad to see them utilizing it, but I really hope they do build a new baseball stadium because I think it just brings so much to downtown and, you know, a lot of history there.
Well, try to imagine a world in which Wichita does not have a baseball stadium downtown. So, I mean, it's just not going to happen, Jason. Trust me on this one, okay? I'm the Walter Cronkite of this issue, Jason. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Trust me.
That's okay.
What?
Nothing. I'm trusting you.
Well, you got something to say. I rattled your family with my comment about...
Oh, no, not at all.
...taking soccer kids to grandma's.
Well, yeah, he's worried he's going to have to live at grandma's house now, but other than that, that's all good.
Hey, Jim, you're on the show with Bob and Jason.
Yeah, I got three things. Stay with me. Are we going to have to rename that stadium Dumont Lutz or
yes.
Dumont Stadium?
That's one of the stipulations. There's no telling what they could name it. Probably would be a corporate sponsorship, Jim.
I see. Well, the next question, Ozzie Smith. I find that he's from McClendon, Iowa.
Clarinda. He played at Clarinda. He's right. From what, California?
Pardon?
He's from California.
Oh, not Iowa.
No.
Oh, okay. Won't worry about that. But anyway, Ozzie Smith was making one of these 720-degree swivels and threw the game away. Because that's the reason why he's been blackballed at St. Louis, nobody ever brags on him?
Jason, I'll let you handle that question.
I have no idea how to handle that question because I think St. Louis people really like Ozzie.
Yeah, he's one of the most popular Cardinals ever. Next.
I got an easy question now. Top 100. You went over that $50 times 100 is chicken feed. I want number one for $100 for the 1942. Week 42.
All right, Jim, I'll work on it. I don't even understand the concept of what these people are talking about sponsoring songs. Do you, Max? Should we do it sometime? But not with my top 100. Explain to me at the next break how that would work. We're too far along in this process. I don't even understand it. Jim, let me ask you this, Jason Duda.
Okay.
Is Jim... Now, I think I know the answer to this because we are fond of Jim here on this show.
I look forward to his call.
I think people
do. I really
do.
When if I'm driving and just I'm like, is Jim gonna call while I got the radio on here? I swear to God, I really do.
It's like deciphering Russian propaganda. It's like listening to it and looking for a clue as to what he means. And if you can find that nugget of a clue, you can move on.
It's like a riddle.
It is a little bit.
It's like a riddle. Where's he going? What's he saying? Can I decipher it?
And we loved. And do let I me, have if something Jim's to say? Still listening, we enjoy Jim.
I'm not kidding. I look forward to Jim's call. I really do. Because my brain starts working and I start giggling and I enjoy it. I have no idea what he was talking about with the songs thing, though. I was out in left field without a glove on that one.
He's had this idea about sponsoring songs. I got to get Max to explain it to me because I don't get it.
Okay, so I'm not the only one.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't quite get what he's getting at. I love it that he's thinking about League 42. That I love. And maybe we should have done something, but I'll get with Matt. I don't want people taking up my space for my songs. That's basically what it boils down to. I'm tremendously selfish. I put this list together.
How long did it take you?
You know, honestly, I put some effort into it, like hours of effort. Like, I went back to every year, looked at the top 100 songs for each year. I went and down my iPod list of songs, and there's 700-800 of those. Then I looked at all the records I've saved over the years, all of my CDs, just to try to rustle my memory a little bit. And so this is what I came up with. And I'm sure I've missed some songs.
Well, how can't you? I mean, if we're talking...
I like more than 100 songs,
yeah,
you know?
You're talking a stretch 50, 60 years that you're dealing with. So you're going to miss something. I'll let you know which ones they are, of course.
No, you won't. All you know is one band, Def Leppard. That's bad. You know what? I think you're a hell of a guy. But I question anybody who doesn't like music.
I do like music. I like country.
I don't have many country tunes.
I didn't
on this
think
list.
You would.
There's
I didn't
a couple.
Think you would. Is there? Have
yeah.
you went through them already? Are they coming up?
I think they're coming up.
Okay, good. Then
one for sure.
I want to wait to hear them then.
One for sure is coming up.
Is there one this week while I'm here?
I don't know. I just know what we have today.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself.
I just know what we have today.
It can get confusing.
So back to the stadium. I've had high faith all along. I've done some independent reporting. I don't work at the paper anymore, but I do work here at this radio station. And digging for facts is in my blood a little bit just to try to find out what's going on. And I have a few sources that have been okay. This is a hard one to know for sure what's happening.
Well, don't you find it really interesting that it's been such under wraps? Like, nobody can find anything out about this. So
my question is,
is something really going on?
My question would be, where is the reporting on this situation?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry.
No, that's true.
I grew up... Listen, do I have a right to speak about that kind of stuff?
I think so.
I think I earned that, right?
For as long as you've done it and what you did for over 40 years at the... Yeah, you do. You have a... Yes, you do.
And,
I don't need to make an excuse.
Say,
you
well,
do.
Why don't you tell us what you know? Well, it's a little bit different nowadays that I'm not representing the Wichita Eagle. I have to be more careful about some of the things I do. But I believe strongly that we are going to get a new stadium with minor league affiliated baseball. And this stuff about, well, Wichita won't support it, hogwash is what I say to that. If you build a great stadium and you give a good product and you make that stadium multi-purpose and you put amenities not only in the stadium but surrounding the stadium for people to do, that's a necessity today.
It is.
The days of that stadium being filled with baseball people are over. there will be an element of baseball people that will love what we're going to have in Wichita. But that's a small percentage. We got to make it attractive for your wife, your kids, people who don't really follow baseball closely, who maybe aren't fans of following prospects. And the stuff that I get into, that's stuff that I relish, is following baseball on a daily basis, not just the Cardinals, but all over.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing. And if they build it, they have, as long as it's built properly, like you said, I think it'll be fine. But you have to have stuff for the families, the kids to come out to do, because when it's brand new, the first couple of years, people are going to go because they're going to want to see the stadium, watch a ball game and check it out. But you got to be able to keep it after that, I think, is the biggest question.
And you
wouldn't you agree? Because everybody's going to want to go see.
You have to build a stadium that people want to go to. And in my opinion, that's what is going to happen here.
But when, or is it? That's the problem with everybody else. Is like, just okay, what
patient.
Is going? But
I
how
know
long
I've
have people?
That.
How long have people been patient on this
These
subject,
can
Bob?
Take
it's
a
been
while.
A long time.
I've told the mayor this. I think he jumped the gun a little bit by promising news before it was going to happen. But I believe there is some exciting things about to happen, and it is exciting to me. I'm a Wichita guy. I think we desperately need a new venue.
Well, there's no
Dumont
I don't
Stadium.
Think no I don't think anybody's going
to
argue
I
that
I go
point.
Into that place wanting to revisit my youth, and I can't even be around it for long because it's just not what it was. You know, the things I saw as a kid in that stadium and as an adult, and I've been in that stadium maybe as much as anybody ever. It's time. It's time for it to go. It's like an old relative who's on his last gasp, you know?
I know where you're going, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard to pull the plug, but it's better for everybody when you pull the plug.
Yeah. I agree with you on that side of it. I really do. But I'm just saying from a lot of people that aren't into baseball like you are, or you know, the season tickets for games and for teams and that sort of thing, you know, for the rest of us, we've been hearing about this for what, over a year now? Has it been over a year?
It's been right at a year.
You know, we're gonna get this is gonna happen. But
remember,
nothing's happening.
Nothing could happen. Remember this.
Okay.
There's nothing that could happen until the Wingnuts season is over anyway.
Right. No, and
they
I understand
could have made
that.
The announcement. And yeah, that would have been good, but there are so many hoops to jump through on something like this that I think it caught city officials off guard a little bit. There's obviously a tenuous nature to the people that may put a franchise here that want to be careful for that not to get out. I mean, right?
No,
those things all come into play. Patience. I'm not patient, but if you trust Walter Cronkite, who I am portraying right now.
I can tell, yes.
Do you remember Walter?
I've heard of him.
How young are people these days? I can't even talk to anyone because I'm so old. You've only heard of him?
No, I know who he is.
Well, in Canada, who is your trustworthy news guy?
Usually the guy selling the paper on the street corner. We didn't have TV, really.
You don't have a network?
Just kidding.
Who was your guy?
I don't know, because I never really watched a lot of it when growing up until I got down here. So,
do you have a CNN-like thing in Canada?
Well, I'm sure they kind of do now, but back then we had two stations, CTV and CBC. And you just had your regular stuff, and was it.
But were those national stations?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
they obviously
but they
had a news.
Well, they did, but I couldn't remember a name. I couldn't give you a name off the top of my head. So obviously it wasn't a Walter Cronkite because I would remember that. So nothing like that.
I mean, you go back to Walter Cronkite on CBS, David Brinkley and Chet Huntley on NBC, and then ABC. Who was the ABC old-time guy? Peter Jennings, but even before that. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know where you're going with
it. I can't even talk to a Canadian about this stuff.
Well, you're also talking about 30, 40 years ago, these guys.
50.
So, yeah, exactly. So how am I supposed to know that? Like, sir, you're over here. I can't
Maybe
talk to you about
right.
it. You can't talk to you about it. Well, no, you can't talk to anybody about it if they weren't around yet. And even if they were 8 or 9, they're not going to watch the news and know who that guy was.
Maybe Jeff's right. Maybe I have outlived my usefulness.
I wouldn't say that. But in some situations, you there, can't. It's
let
hard.
Me tell you something.
You're going to have to talk to somebody your own age about those guys because they'll know.
Let me tell you something. There is a pull from time to time that tells me, get out of here, drop out, do your League 42, do that for a few more years, and then just completely disappear and stop talking. Okay? I get it. I know there's that element out there. I'm a self-aware person. I'm making myself sick right now hearing my voice. Let's take a break, Max. I mean, if you don't know Walter Cronkite.
I know Walter. I was trying to get under your skin. I didn't realize that I was cutting that deep.
Really back in a minute, the drive, KFA.
But I kind of enjoy it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.